with a victory of 290 wins. Now the march to 300 officially begins, and the station's going to have to figure out what they're going to, you know, honor me with when I get to 300. Car might be a little much, but, you know, it's something in between a watch and a car. Of course, watch is what you get when you retire. So
knuckle sandwich.
Knuckle sandwich.
Nailed
yeah.
it. No
yeah.
one says knuckle sandwich.
No, you don't get that much anymore. But with a record of 290 and 45 losses, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Alrighty. On this Tanner McKee Day, we play Beat the Hammer, and it's brought to us, or not brought to us by, but let me say you have a chance to win, the contestant does, that is, a $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. Gummy Bear Ice Ooh. Is back at Rita's. Stop by today and grab some before it goes. All right, our contestant is Dan from North Wildwood. I was down in Wildwood last weekend. Dan, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, buddy.
Redemption Friday for me. I lost you like a year ago.
Ooh, Redemption Friday. I like that.
What was the topic, Dan?
It was pop culture. I lost you.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Oh, that doesn't count. Yeah.
It doesn't count.
You
for me.
Lost in pop culture?
That is shocking, to
well,
be
that
fair.
Might help. That might help you for this, because it is proven people that don't know pop culture as much are dorkazoids like you and me that actually know a lot of sports trivia. So this may be an advantage for you.
Well, you got your win out of the way this week yesterday, so.
It's a good point, too. I like it. He doesn't need another. We got the biggest win of the week. He's good, you know? This is secondary for once.
All right, Dan, first question. Bigger winner this week, me in tennis or Tanner McKay?
Let me just say, dude, Jack has no heart. That guy has no heart. I watched that guy, and I actually wanted to go the other yesterday. That guy has no heart. You're going to win this competition because he's got no heart. He's going to quit.
I appreciate that.
Wow.
He's a spoiled only child that has no heart. He's going to quit.
I think he actually could quit on the final stretch of this run, Joe.
So because I'm up, he might. But because I'm a.
If you're close to him.
Yeah.
I'm saying you. If you can keep it close for the first 300, I think you can win.
Okay. All right, Dan, let me step away. We got the Beat the Hammer coming up. Elliot, after that, let me wish you good luck, Dan.
Thanks, boy.
Good. Scram. Get out of here.
You think you really meant that, Dan?
Sounded a little. Yeah,
yo,
Dan, I'm with
man?
You.
How are you?
It was a little hollow, you know?
He's heading off at a subdued pace today. I'm just letting you know, it does look as though he's a bit sore.
I like that. That's good. That means like, mind,
jog.
Body, it's all connected.
I think so.
Good.
So right, you just know you're catching him today when he's not quite where he wants to be. He's complained in the past when he doesn't eat. He's thrown off a little bit. He's not 100%. I think that's another problem. He's got a thing of Cheerios here. He has not eaten yet.
Like
so,
this.
So, yeah, you're catching him at a great time.
All right, I'm going to assume he is safely ensconced.
He is.
Dan, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Our category for the week, we saw them for the first time last night. We're doing a little 2025 Eagles trivia. All questions will relate to 2025 Eagles players. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. You'll have 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert were 3 of 5 Eagles players who had 24 or more catches last regular season. Name one of the other two.
Calcaterra.
4 Eagles players were selected to the All-Pro second team last season. Name 3 of them.
Landon Dickerson. Kelsey and pass.
Out of current Eagles players, which one had the most sacks last season?
Pass.
Saquon Barkley is one of 5 former first-round draft picks made by other franchises who are currently on the Eagles roster. Name one of the other 4.
A.J. Brown.
Only one current Eagles player had more than 1 regular season interception last season. Name him.
Time.
All right. We got one. We got one. Tougher on the air. We're going to put Dan on hold. We're going to wait.
He's now jogging
the hammer back in. Jogging today, huh?
He is jogging. Not sure quite why.
He's such a mom jogger.
He is a mom jogger, Devin. That's such a good way to put it. you just nailed it.
No disrespect to moms by saying that, by the way.
The most upright jogging style.
Someone cue the Chariots of Fire music.
Anyone has seen.
All right. Seltzer, you might need to get the Chariots of Fire music.
Almost a reclining jogging
style. I didn't think I had the whole running thing. I should have done that. You're right. It's a good point. I've gotten so into the MC Hammer of it all. You know.
That's true. This Dan in North Wildwood character. How'd he do?
You ready to roll?
Ben.
Oh, look at you. Just ready to roll here.
Yeah.
Elliot Shore Park's coming up in 5 minutes.
I know, yes. Yeah.
Just doing a little tease. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
You ready to roll here?
Uh-huh.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Our category for the week. We saw them for the first time last night. We're doing a little 2025 Eagles trivia. All questions relate to players on the 2025 Eagles.
So it's about last night's game? That's all we got so far?
No, it's about players on the 2025 Eagles.
Players on the team.
You ready, okay. Roll? All questions will relate to players who are on the 2025
players
Eagles.
Players on the team. I'm going to guess Kelee Ringo is not an answer today.
You ready, Roll?
Sure.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert were 3 of 5 Eagles players who had 24 or more catches last regular season. Name one of the other two.
Calcaterra.
4 Eagles players were selected to the All-Pro second team last season. Name 3 of them.
Say it again.
4 Eagles players were selected to the All-Pro second team last season. Name 3 of them.
3 of them? I'll come back to that.
Out of current Eagles players, which one had the most sacks last season?
Jalen Carter.
Saquon Barkley is one of 5 former first-round draft picks made by other franchises who are currently on the Eagles roster. Name one of the other 4.
A.J. Brown.
Only 1 current Eagles player had more than 1 regular season interception last season. Name him.
Say it again.
Only 1 current Eagles player had more than 1 regular season interception last season. Name him.
I'll say Blankenship.
That's correct.
Second team are Lane, AJ, and Dickerson.
Incorrect.
Time.
What do we got here? This is brutal.
A 2-1 victory.
Yeah,
tough.
I mean, you know,
AJ Brown was a second-round draft pick.
Okay.
Smith led in sacks. Jalen Carter, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Were the ones.
Listen.
And then Jahan Dotson, Adoree Jackson, Kenyon Green, and Lewis Seen.
So let me just say this. There's a lots of process.
Are you
going to
complain?
Questions.
Are you complaining right now?
I mean, I got to, like, there's 5 guys, but I got to name 4. There's 3 guys,
you
but
won.
I got to name 6.
I asked him
you
to Uram. So every Friday, I ask Dave Uram the questions just to run them by. Dave Uram went 5 for 5 this morning.
Yeah, don't waste my time.
You did. I guess Uram's better than you at Beat the Hammer. That's fine.
Listen,
no big deal.
John, you got to admit, it's a lot of, like, there's 17 of these guys. 12 of them, though, but get 6 of the 12 of the 17. Like, what? I mean, every question is like multiple layers of nonsense.
It did seem.
They are the Beat the Hammer questions, buddy. Like, that's the question.
Honestly, hearing the questions, he has had much more convoluted questions.
Yeah, let's go to Joe for comment.
No, John agrees
Hold
with
on.
Me, I think.
There were multiple questions today.
That were,
I mean, to Joe's credit.
Thank you.
Both contestants had to pass repeatedly.
Yeah, it's such a.
But I don't know.
Tighten
if that's
it up,
because
man.
Of the question.
Tighten it up.
Maybe
bro,
it's just
find someone else to ask the questions.
Be more like Tanner McKay and less like Kelee Ringo.
You can complain. I'll stop coming
right.
up with questions.
Let's welcome Dan to the floor.
A joy.
Dan. So do you share my complaint? I mean, victory for me, by the way, 291.
But a lot to process. 4 people, second team. Yeah, it was a lot. It's a lot on the air.
Yeah.
Keep it out in one shot.
Thank you.
Listen,
but
I'm
it is.
I'm not going to be like Jack Fritz. And
yeah, do a better job. Stop whining. You won
it's
and you're complaining. You
demanding.
Are such a loser.
They're
lot.
Supposed
it's
to be difficult questions.
Hey, Dan,
yeah,
we're going
to
get.
Am I supposed to just give you easy questions for Beat the Hammer? Sure. Okay, I'll just mail it in for you, Joe.
Dan, I'm going to give you.
What a loser comment from
I'm
you.
I'm giving you the. The Rita's $50 gift card, because you deserve it for enduring those ridiculous questions. Dan, let me put you on hold,
good
buddy.
Job, Dan.
Call the show again when you can. Congrats on being a loser. And with that, victory 291. We shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94
right.
WIP.
You're not allowed to celebrate. You're going to complain about the win. You can't celebrate.
The second most important win I had this
honestly,
week.
I don't even think it should count as a win since you're such upset with it.
Second.
So you're still at 290, I think.
Whiner.